As I bring you this Bible broadcast this morning, I come to you with a heavy heart to see what's happening in our world today. But I want to talk to you about the most important thing in all the world this morning, and that's the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. I don't know why in our religious circles, I know them, that we will run a whole revival trying to bring a revival and never mention the blood of the everlasting covenant. I've seen so much happen in religion without the shedding of blood. The Bible said there's no remission of sins, never has been, never will be. You better ask yourself this morning, what's your attitude towards the blood? Did you come before God guilty, lost, and ruined? From Genesis to Revelation, there's no chance to be saved unless you come guilty before God. Guilty, violated God's laws. It shows you how that you violate God's laws, His holy commandments, and you become guilty. From the Garden of Eden to Revelations, it talks about the blood as the only hope. That you come guilty of death yourself, and find a sinless substitute. So I'd like to, in a few minutes, to talk to you about the blood of the everlasting covenant. I feel like as I'm talking to you this morning, the truth has perished from the earth. Where are you going to find the truth at? I know several times in my life I had an editor of paper with a good friend, and I took several stories to him already typed out to publish in the paper. Never did I get a story published just like it was. They'd add something to it or take something away. So don't put all your hopes of truth in what you read in the newspaper. I'm 76 years old, through 5 wars in my lifetime, seeking to bring peace on this earth. And all the butchering and killing and destroying and the 5 wars we fought, what kind of world do we live in today? World War I was fought to end all wars. That was what they published in all the papers in World War I. World War II is going to make the world safe for democracy. Look at all the destructions. Never has the world been so unsafe as it is this morning as I'm talking to you. I lived through Korea, the Vietnam War, and all the things that they told us. How good the world would be after we won those wars. But what kind of world have we got today? We've got a world where we're sitting on a powder keg. And I wouldn't be surprised if the fuse is not already lit. Did you know our president, when he goes on a vacation, takes his doomsday plane with him? And he has to stay in about 25 minutes distance of that plane. What's going to happen when one day he gets in that doomsday plane and takes off and we find we're in atomic war? That's the reason I'm bringing you this message. You better be sure this morning that you're sheltered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that'll shelter you for eternity. This thing of getting right with God is more than running down talking to a preacher and joining in religion. The world's full of religion now. It always has been. You better examine yourself. Have you been washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? Read your Bible or heard somebody preach and conviction come over you that you are guilty. And you find that God had already said the soul that sins, it'll die, and you found yourself guilty. The only way in the Old Testament that you could find any forgiveness at the temple was to come guilty and bring you a little lamb without spot or blemish and come to the priest and you place your hands on this little innocent lamb and confess all of your sins over that lamb. And then you would have to take a knife and slay that little lamb there before the temple, a substitute for your sins. And then you could find pardon and forgiveness. And that's the only way that a sinner's ever been forgiven, the Old Testament or the New, is when you come guilty as a sinner before God and realize you are guilty of death. Because God said the soul that sinned it will die. The wages of sin is death. You're going to have to die or find shelter under the blood of some innocent substitute. This morning as I talk to you, the only hope of this world, or for you, if you've never come guilty before God, I don't care how many churches you're joined into, they got people to train you in most churches, to train you in the imitation religion by your own works, doing so many things every day, praying so much and doing this and doing that. You can mold yourself into a Christian. But that's not according to the Bible. When you come guilty of death before the governments of heaven who sent out the law, the soul that sins will die, you come guilty there. There you must find mercy and pardon and a new nature, being born of the Spirit, to be sheltered behind the blood of the Lamb. The soul that sinned it will have to die or find a sinless substitute. If you're a sinner this morning, you've violated the laws of God, the laws of heaven. You are under the curse of death according to the word of God, because he said the soul that sins it'll die, the wages of sin is death, they're on your trail. God is coming looking for your blood, the blood of a sinless substitute. I could go on and tell you over and over in the Bible. In other words, when God come down in Egypt, he was looking for blood, either the blood of the firstborn in the land of Egypt, or blood up on the doorpost. And God's on your trail. He'll be looking for your blood. If he don't find you sheltered behind the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that sinless substitute, then you'll have to come guilty before God before you can ever experience this. The way a lot of preaching and religious activity goes on, you'd think God was telling lies. The way you hear people talk. But God said that he cannot tell a lie. So in Hebrews 9:22 it said, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. His faith in that blood that sheltered you from the wrath of God, because he's on your trail seeking blood. God said without in Hebrews 9:22, and I've heard revivals running never mention the blood. How are you going to get a sinner converted if you don't tell him about the sheltering blood? God said without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Never has been, never will be. Somebody has to pay with their blood for your sins when you violate the holy laws of God, because God is a lawgiver. He's a supreme sovereign ruler of the universe. Not only that, but he's a judge that's going to execute them laws that he sent out into this earth. He always has and he always will. Let me read you what else the Bible says about the blood of this everlasting covenant. In Ephesians, the first chapter, the 7th verse, he said, in whom we have redemption through his own blood, the forgiveness of sin. It's through that blood that was shed yonder, a substitute for your blood on the Calvary's cross, is the only way you can have forgiveness and pardon of your sin. He said, we could, through his blood, we could receive forgiveness according to the riches of his grace when you come there guilty. And shelter behind that blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. And that's the only place that you can mediate a covenant between a sinful man and a holy God. In Leviticus 17:11, it said, for the life is in the blood. And God said, I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for the soul. You notice what the Bible said, it's only the blood that can make atonement for your soul. Because God has said the soul that sins, it'll die. Somebody's going to have to die to pay for the violation of God's holy law. For it is the blood that maketh atonement for your soul. Always has been the blood from the Garden of Eden to now, and always will be. If you hadn't read God's holy law or heard somebody preach it, the Lord give his holy law to see, so we could look in like a mirror to see what was wrong with us. And you can look at that holy, perfect law and look at your life, and you'll find that you're guilty. So the only hope for you is to find somebody to pay the penalty. Because you violate God's holy law, it means death. It meant God in the Garden of Eden. He told Adam and Eve, he said, the day you eat thereof, he had created this earth, a perfect earth, and placed them in the Garden of Eden. And God put that tree of knowledge of good and evil there to test their obedience. And God had a right, since he created Adam and Eve, he created the universe, and they was living in God's earth, breathing his air. He had a right to test their allegiance. He said, the day you eat thereof, the day you're going to die. They did eat. I won't go into all of that. But God came down that garden looking for blood, and he's looking for Adam and Eve's blood. They run and hid. I don't blame them out of running hid too, because God had said they was going to die the day they eat thereof. But here's the plan of salvation goes from the Garden of Eden to the book of Revelations. When Adam come up guilty before God, and Eve and said, I did eat, I'm guilty, I violated your holy law, I'm guilty. That's the only thing will bring God's mercy and pardon and turn his wrath away from you. It's to do just exactly like Adam did, because God didn't punish Adam guilty. He found mercy and pardon. He slayed them two animals in Adam and Eve's place and took their skins and clothed Adam and Eve when they become guilty. All through the Old Testament, that happened over and over again. It happened to the nation of Israel when they sinned, and that's the only hope for America this morning, is come back to God. They'd proclaim a day of atonement. They wouldn't eat, they wouldn't drink, because the priest was going to make atonement for the souls of the people. They would bring two goats up to the door of the tabernacle. They would confess all the sins of Israel over this little scapegoat, they call him a sin-bearing goat. And they would slay that other animal. The priest would catch his blood, take it back to the Ark of the Covenant to make atonement for the sins of the nations, nation of Israel. That's what the president better do this morning, is to call a great day of repentance from in America like they did in the nation of Israel. Call us back to turn from every one of our evil ways like old Jonah did when he went down to Nineveh. They would slay that innocent goat there, a substitute for Israel's death, because they become all the nation come guilty before God. Priest made atonement with the blood of the animal, was slayed. Then they got a good man and carried this scapegoat that was bearing the sins of Israel. They carried him way on out into the wilderness and turned him loose where he could never come back. He could never bring the sins back into the nation of Israel, because their sins was gone. They had found mercy and they had found pardon before the Lord, for the God of heaven that made the laws for them to live by. And they got back into the land of beginning over again. They found peace with God, and God gave them peace with their enemies. So that's my prayer for each one of you in our nation, that we might come back in repentance, come guilty before God, and forsake all of our sins. And then we can find mercy and pardon and forgiveness. And then we can find peace for our own soul. And the only way our nation will have peace is coming back and seeking God and pardon, and then mercy and forgiveness, and turn from our sins, and then we can have peace again. So that's my prayer as I bring this to a close.